Thank you, Mike. Welcome here, you guys. There's lots of new faces. This is great. We're going to start with baby and child dedication this morning. And the beautiful part of that is some of us might think, okay, I'm going to just disengage here because I don't have kids. But the beauty of this is woven in Scripture, and we see it in Deuteronomy 6, where Moses gathers the community together. And I've said this before at baby dedications, but he wasn't just talking to parents when he said, you know what? You're about to go into the promised land, and before you go, don't forget to love God with all your heart, soul, and strength, and keep these commands in your heart. And then the beautiful part next is he says, impress it on your kids. And the Message version says, get it inside of them. And so I think as a community, we can imagine that Moses was talking to a community similar to us, grandparents, aunts, uncles, friends, family, gathered together. And we all have a part in this beautiful thing. And I just think of as parents, some of our most beautiful times have been when people from this community and family have spoken into the lives of our kids. And we can do that together as a family and as a community. And if you stick around here long enough, you know that we're all into community. So we're going to start with if the families want to come on up, I'm going to introduce you guys and have you share. Got three families. Up, you guys, welcome here. Okay, so why just pass the mic around? You guys can introduce your beautiful babies and kids, and then anything you want to share about their name or who they are. And then I think what we'll do, you guys, is gather to the side after this. We'll keep going with the service, and we'll pray for you guys over there. So,
this is Tobias Otto Martens, and he was born a year ago yesterday. And we chose his name because Tobias means the Lord is good, as in Yahweh is good. And we really want him to know that and proclaim that throughout his life. And Otto is after my grandfather, and it means riches or wealth. And we really want God's riches to be on him. And have also chosen a verse to go over his life with that, which is Psalm 34:8, which is, taste and see that the Lord is good. Again, Yahweh is good. Blessed is the one who takes refuge in him. So that's our prayer for Tobias.
Tobias is a sincere blessing to us, and we're just so pleased as parents and to be in front of all of you and to just to give testimony to God that he is a blessing to our lives, to us, to our family, and that we dedicate his life to the Lord.
This is Claire Elizabeth Rose Borsma, and Claire means clear or bright. And if you ever have seen this little girl's eyes, she has the brightest light in her eyes. And the verse, she's going to be a speaker like her mom. She wants the mic. The verse we've chosen for her is Matthew 5, verses 14 to 16. It says, you are the light of the world.
Okay, I'll try this. Matthew 5, verse 14 says, you are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hidden, nor do they light a lamp and put it under a basket, but on a lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house. Let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And that's kind of the verse that we feel is prophetic for Claire's life. So,
and she wants to say something. Okay.
Awesome. Steph.
Hi. So, excuse me. This is Veda Clementine Martins. And Veda, do you want to say what your name means? What does Veda mean? I'll just say it, never mind. Veda means woman of wisdom, and her middle name, Clementine, means mercy. So together, her name means woman of wisdom and mercy. This is Mila over here, and her name is Mila Valentine. And, excuse me, Mila means dear one or loved by the people. and her middle name, Valentine, just means love. I just feel like I waited a long time to do this, so I'm very excited to be able to do this today. I've done it many times in my heart, but it feels right to do it publicly as well. And I just want my kids to grow up in a home where we can talk about God and pray together and get to know more and more of God as our Father and all of those good things.
Awesome. Let's pray, you guys. And then those that know these families will go to the side and we'll continue on praying. So, God, we lift up these babies to you. Lift up Tobias and Claire and these girls, Veda and Mila. And, Lord, would you come on these families? Would you continue to pour your presence on these kids and parents? And we just thank you, God, that you long for us to know you, and you've made out a path for us to walk in, and we pray these families would walk in this path. They'd hear your voice behind you saying, this is the way, walk in it. So we just trust them to you. We dedicate them to you today, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. So you guys, feel free to gather to the side. We'll continue praying. Oh, and I didn't expect to be here today. I'm on heavy painkillers, so just bear with me. This is Claire and Veda and Mila. It's your certificate. And Tobias. So friends and family and visitors that are here with these families, just feel free to head over to the side, and we're going to gather and just lay hands on these families and keep on praying. We'll stay in a posture of prayer, and I'm going to just introduce the service, and we're going to move along. So as these families keep on praying, I'm going to start. We have been doing Gifts for God in this church for over a decade. It wasn't always called Gifts for God. But it's a time where kids get to say, what am I good at? What has God gifted me in? And how can I give back to God? So we've had a ton of fun at church the last 6 weeks. We're going to talk about it. I'm going to interview some people. And our theme, it's just amazing. All the songs that we sang over worship has been our theme. And it's Romans 8, 38 and 39. We'll read it together. And I am convinced that nothing can ever separate us from God's love. Neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither our fears for today nor our worries about tomorrow, not even the powers of hell can separate us from Christ's love. No power in the sky above or in the earth below, indeed nothing in all creation will ever be able to separate us from the love of Christ. And so we've unpackaged that verse every week. We've been unpackaging more and more. And so death nor life, we think of the terrors of death, the comforts and the pleasure and the hope of life, that can't separate us. Angels nor demons can't separate us. Height nor depth, so the physical height of a mountain, the depth of the ocean. And then as I was reading different commentaries, they were describing, you know, the height of popularity or success, right? The depth of suffering. Those things can't separate us. Nor any other creature. Nothing that can be named or thought of can separate us from the love of Christ. And it's been a lot of fun with the kids going over that every week. Peter and Elias have been two of our teachers that have taught for 3 to 6 weeks. Can you guys come up if you're here somewhere? I'm going to interview you guys. Woohoo! Okay, I just got to say, the classes that we have in Gifts for God are so fun. Elias has been doing floor hockey, soccer with the kids. Can you imagine coming to church at 7 years old and that's what you do all morning? And Peter has been baking and doing cooking with them, and it's just been awesome. So, you guys, I'm going to just start with Peter and ask you, Peter, where were the kids when you started?
I was expecting the kids to be pretty shy and timid when we started our class, but they were so hyper and full of energy, I almost couldn't handle it. But the kids had a lot of fun, and they started out really full of energy for sure.
Oh, awesome. Okay, and where would you say they were when you ended? Think you guys, you taught the last class?
Yeah, I did. I would say the kids ended with a lot of confidence. The kids all took initiative during our classes. Really, what I did was handed them the recipe every class and just let them go for it. And so the kids all took initiative and leadership and really succeeded, I would say.
And we'll see some of this. Peter videoed it, and so we'll have it up there in a minute. Peter, how would you say the theme fit into what you were doing?
I found it a little bit of a struggle, but we'd usually do our cooking, and then we'd sit down and do our little Bible lesson and go over our verse. And there's just some like really good questions that we asked the kids. And I remember one week I asked the kids, we focused on the verse, no power in the sky or in the earth below, and indeed nothing can separate us from the love of God. And we really just asked the girl or the kids where... what place on earth they would love to go to that they haven't visited yet. And so there's that sense of adventure that I sensed, and that kind of related to cooking, I felt, too. Like, cooking's a bit adventurous and, like, creativity. And so really, I just, yeah, so.
Okay, now I had a bonus question in my questions. Did you want to answer the bonus? What was a high point for you?
I'll just say the mess the kids made. Yeah, the kids just love making a mess, and it's just awesome to see them making a mess, get their hands dirty, getting in there, and it was awesome. So,
and your videos really show that, so we're going to see that in a minute. Okay, Elias, where were the kids, would you say, when you started?
Well, it's a bunch of, like, 7 to 10-year-old boys, no girls at all, playing sports on a Sunday morning. So they were pretty hyper, pretty high energy, just like Peter's kids. And, yeah, they were really excited to come play sports, and... they were really enthusiastic about it, too. So,
and what would you say, Elias, where were they when you ended last week?
Well, like just like in the beginning, they had a lot of energy. They kept that energy throughout the whole 6 weeks or whatever. But in the end, they learned how to kind of control their energy and play fair and pass the ball around to their friends, even if there's the better players would pass to the worst players. And it was good to see that happening, everyone sharing the ball and stuff.
Okay, so Elias, how did what you do fit into our theme?
Well, it's hard to get a bunch of little boys to calm down after playing sports to talk about God, but we managed it. And since the theme is like the power of God's love, we imagined God playing sports and seeing, like, thinking he has the power to score every goal he can, but he would probably pass to his friends and play fair and stuff. But so even though he has the power to do anything, he controls his power and doesn't let it. Yeah. So.
And Elias, for you, what was a high point? That's the bonus question.
Just seeing a bunch of kids being able to come to church and not have to sit down in a boring service that doesn't make sense to them. That was fun to. It's fun for them to be able to go upstairs and play sports, which is really what they want to do, and with a bunch of people who love God. So,
you might have to apologize to your dad later. I don't know. I didn't say that. We didn't have that part of this. Anyways, you guys, thank you guys. I'm just going to pray for you guys. Lord, bless Elias and Peter, and I just thank you, God, for their heart, for their energy, for the leadership that's on them, and would you take them through this next season in whatever you have, and I just thank you for their willingness to pour into this emerging generation, Lord. Thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, guys. Okay. Woo! Moving on to the video that is Stefan Rexlider here? I don't know if I ever say your last name right, but Mike is going to... Oh, is he here? Woohoo, you guys! Stefan is amazing. I just have to say that, and you'll know why in a minute.
Yeah, we should almost do this kind of after the video once you see it, but I had a chance to observe Stefan in action. He's a professional. He actually works with MidCan Productions. It was really amazing, all the stuff that's involved in making a video. And he took 3 nights of his week out just to cut this thing and to edit it and so on. A lot of us, you know, we actually sacrifice our family time sometimes in our careers in order to make community happen, because the family is one community, but the family of God is the other community. We want to make them both happen, because we need them both. But I just want to honor him for the time that he took out even kind of pilfered some stuff from work so we can make this happen. And so if you could just pray for him that God would give back to him just in that he's given to us here today and to our kids, actually particularly my kids, because we knew Stefan, we forced all our kids to go to the class because we knew it would be amazing. The kids that I taught last year in this particular class all quit because I sucked. So now it's just our kids in the videos, plus Benj because he's faithful. Benj Flake. So we're gonna pray for Stefan. Lord, just bless him in the same way that he's blessed this community. Bless him just like he's blessed this community. Are we ready to roll? Fantastic.
It's pretty exciting because I've seen some of the stories that are coming out. And we want to look at the roots behind the fruit as well. So
thanks for coming on such short notice. You're old enough to teach Sunday school, right?
No, not really.
You'll be fine. Here's a lesson. It's about grace. You know about grace, right?
I think the immensity of Christ's grace is a bit...
You'll be fine, right?
Yeah, but what happened to their other Sunday school teachers?
She called and said that she had a car breakdown, but the reception wasn't good, so she might have said mental instead of car. Here, sign this.
What is this?
It's nothing. It just says that if you have a loss of a tooth or a limb or loss of your mind or tooth, the church is not responsible, blah, blah, blah. It's nothing. Stupid. Sign it.
The way you go on about this, you make it sound like the room is full of pastor's kids or something awful like that. So, it's on grace, right?
Yeah. It's on grace.
Sorry I'm late, class. I'll be your new substitute teacher this morning.
Hi, teacher.
Hey. So, I'm just gonna jump right in.
Well, what's your name?
My name is Benj.
Your name is Benj?
No, Benja.
My name is Billy. Like the goat. Bah! I'm not really a goat, though.
Are you going to be more fun than our other teacher?
She used to talk to the erasers.
I'm going to be talking to you guys about Grace.
Oh, I know all about Grace.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. She's in my other class.
No.
She's pretty. She makes me feel funny.
No, this is not that kind of Grace.
So, like, some other girl named Grace?
No, it's a concept that I'm going to be teaching to you guys through a song about a guy named Zacchaeus.
You mean Zacharias?
No, Zacchaeus.
Zucchini?
It's Zacchaeus.
Zinc?
Zacchaeus!
The Boomafoo!
Okay. Let's just get into the story about Zacchaeus, okay? Okay, here's how it goes. Zacchaeus was a wee little man. Guys, what is it now?
It's because you said wee.
Wee? Wee means small, so what?
Yeah, it also means something else, too.
Okay, I need you guys to focus here, okay? Zacchaeus was a wee little man, and a wee little man was he. Are you serious?
You said wee, and you said wee again.
You said wee wee.
It means small.
You know it means something else too.
Zacchaeus was a small little man, okay? Zacchaeus was a small little man, and a small little man was he. He climbed up the sycamore tree.
Wait, what's wrong with the tree?
What?
You said it was sick.
No, I didn't.
Yes. You said the tree was sick.
I said it was a sycamore tree.
It's getting sicker by the minute. What is this song?
Why are you teaching songs about dying trees? You hate trees, don't you?
I don't know. Okay, he climbed an oak tree. Is that okay with you?
That's okay by me.
And he climbed up the oak tree for the Lord he wanted to see.
Is this the part where Jesus comes?
Yes, this is the part in the story where Jesus comes.
No! Jesus can't come! I'm dressed like a slob.
And I'm not wearing any makeup. Not that I usually do, but, you know, I probably should for Jesus.
I haven't showered since Friday.
You know what, guys? Let's just stop here for a second, because this is actually a really good opportunity. You see, you don't have to wear fancy clothes, wear lots of makeup, or even shower, although it's not a bad idea. But Jesus will take you just as you are.
Today?
Jesus is not going to take you today. Unfortunately. I did not say that, okay? Let's just get on to the story. So this is the part in the story where Jesus sees Zacchaeus.
It's Zacharias.
Zacchaeus. He sees Zacchaeus in the tree. He's going to show crazy love, crazy grace, undeserved favor to Zacchaeus because nobody likes Zacchaeus.
Oh, so Zacchaeus was like you.
And as the Savior passed his way, he looked up in the tree and said, Zacchaeus!
Will you quit wee-weeing on trees? You're killing them.
Could you excuse me for a second? I think my car is breaking down.
What's wrong?
I don't hate trees. What is with these rats?
Bench, what about Grace?
She's in the other class.
Have you ever thought about teaching Sunday school?
Small people and sick trees. That's a good. Oh!
Okay, that's my first time seeing that. Now, I just got to say one thing. I tried desperately to convince other kids to take this class. Nobody would. So, like Mike said, we forced our children. And Stefan did an awesome job. So, woo, let's give Stefan a hand. Okay, dancers, can I have a volunteer to move that table, if you can? Yeah, thanks.
That the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt. Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow, a wave tossed in the ocean. You catch me when I'm falling, and you've told me who I am. I am yours. I am yours. Who am I that the eyes that see sin would look on me? Watch me rise again. Who am I that the voice that calmed the sea would call out through the rain and calm the storm in me? Not because of who I am, because of what you've done, not because of what I've done, but because of who you are.
I just think it's so important that we learn that we give God our entire selves, including our bodies, and you girls did that, and it was awesome to see and a model for all of us. Thank you so much, and especially to Veda, who danced on her dedication Sunday. That is so cool. Thanks a lot. And Miriam, at the back, can you wave? Miriam was the choreographer, and I know I do this a lot, but I just want us to pray for her too, if you don't mind. She's a dancer at Masterworks Studios. She's in the intensive program, and she again took what God had given her and gave it to us, the community. And that's a huge blessing to the kids and even to us in this moment. So if you don't mind, God, we just thank you. And Lord, let your power rain down on Miriam, Lord. I see your spirit is strong in her, Lord, that she has a lot to offer. Lord, would you let it come? Would you let it come, Lord? And I just see like a shoot of water from heaven. And I think he's already blessed you. And there's so much that's already resonating out of you. And he's going to bless you the more that you let that go and give that away. So, Lord, we just thank you that Miriam has already given away what you put in her, Lord. And we bless you because you do this for us, your family, and for us, your world, that you give us so much and let us give it away. In Jesus' name, amen. I said I was handing this over to Jody. You're probably like wondering why I'm up again. I just wanted to make a disclaimer about this next little thing. So you're going to see a slideshow now. And this is pictures by Rod Braun. Again, another person who's given so much to our community. And there you are. There's Rod. We're not going to pray for you. Only because they're going to get tired of praying for people. You can all pray for him during the week. He's a professional photographer. He teaches at Red River College, as well as has his own private practice, we could call it, photography studio. And you're going to see his photos. The disclaimer is that we didn't want to bug Rod over much, so we just took all the kids one Sunday. So if you were in Gifts for God and you're not here, it may be that if you don't see your face up here, it may be that you just missed that one Sunday, and so we apologize for that. The exception being Peter Ferris' class, the cooking class, because he took photos as well and submitted those, which leaders are always really, we really like it if you do that. So we inserted that in there. We got a few more kids in there as well. I think the message should be pretty obvious. So take it away. Thank you.
Nothing Nothing ever could separate us.
What did we learn from the Bible?
We learned that I'm convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, nor present nor future, nor whatever.
And nothing can separate us from the love of God, right?
Yeah, nothing can separate us from the love of God. Not even sprinkles!
Thank you, Rod, wherever you are, here, there, and Mike for working on that. And wow, you guys, that's the stuff I think that just keeps Mike and I up at night. You know, how can you imagine this emerging generation getting that, hey? Like how their life would unfold if they grasped that. And that's just what we want and we're longing for and we're pressing into. When I think about, and this is what I'm encouraging us all to do this morning, when you look at the points that we read in Romans about what can separate us, I think often I've looked over these verses and just thought, yeah, I totally get that. God's love is real. It's going to meet me wherever I am. But I looked again and I was like, wow, like point four really struck me, height nor depth. And I'll just share a little bit of our personal journey. I have permission from my son to just share this little piece that some of you don't know the journey that we've been on, but our son had open heart surgery in January. And that was a really hard time for us in Toronto, and you guys were awesome in supporting us in that. And for me, I felt this, you know, he had to have this surgery and we had his pre-op visits, and I just didn't like it when I left. I'd leave the hospital after talking to the doctor and I just didn't have that takeaway I wanted. I just wanted that assurance that everything was going to be fine, but they didn't say that to us, and they never did. And for me, that was just created a sense of dread. And so the surgery date was coming up, and I'm trying to trust God and fight this battle, and yet this dread just felt like it was creeping up. And I remember in the hotel room, it was the day before the surgery, and I was like, God, like, we have to walk through this. There's no way around this. And then it was saying that to our son, like saying, you know, I remember just that feeling of when it's all stripped away, all we could do is look at our son and say, like, we can't go in there for you and we can't be with you, but you know what? God is with you and his love isn't going to stop, even though your heart and your lungs are on a machine for 4 hours. His love is going to be there. And so for me, that touched me deeply. I know that we all, there's all, you know, seasons in our life where we feel that more and we feel that less. And for us, that was a journey where it was like, you know what? It's all stripped away, but we can say this with confidence, that God is going to be with you, and he was, and his love is there still. So.
And Jody also asked me just to say one more thing. So many of you are listening, and you're like, you kind of know that. You kind of know God's love being with you. And I have a couple of questions for you. Are there times when you're not sure about it? I mean, we watch these kids kind of learn it and wrestle with it, and the teachers even talked about it, you know, how they're trying to get it into the kids, get it inside of them. But do you know that God's love is with you? I also want to turn to something else. If you know, then perhaps there's somebody in your life, maybe some kids, who could use that knowledge themselves. I don't know who it could be. Maybe it could be a son or daughter, niece, nephew, a kid on your street or your block. Maybe it could be grandson, grandchild. It takes a while for all of us to get this idea in our heads, and maybe there's something you can do to help get inside of somebody's head, even this week. So I'd kind of like to challenge you to kind of to do that, to get this knowledge of God's incredible love that nothing can separate us from, neither height nor depth, nor angels nor demons, nor principalities nor powers. Nothing in all creation can separate us from this love. And try to get it inside of someone's head. Maybe it has to start with you. Or maybe there's someone you can turn to and pass it on to them. And think about it. I mean, there's probably kids that you know who are going through times, whether it's like what our son went through, or maybe it's a completely different time. Maybe it's being bullied at school, or having difficulty on a test, or wondering if they're really good at things, or if they'll succeed in life. Or maybe just not feeling like there's any other presence there. Maybe there's kids like that in your lives that you could get this inside of them. You could say this to them. You could look them in the eye. You could live it out. And think about it. Think about those situations, and think about what happens when we don't have that knowledge, when we don't know that God loves us, when we don't, those kids that are getting bullied and don't know that God loves them, those kids that are failing and not succeeding in everything that they do and everything that they want to do, and they're being told by their teachers they're not good enough. Think of what happens then when we don't know that God loves us and nothing can separate us from his love. Kids who maybe have a rough home situation. And think conversely of what happens when we have that inside of it's so portable. It goes everywhere into every situation and can strengthen us. I'm going to commission you to do that. Some of you are thinking about it. Some of you are not thinking about it. But many of you are. And so for that reason, I'd like to commission you to find that. And even if you don't have a situation right now, who knows what the Lord might show you this week. We've been trying to get that message inside the kids here at WCV. They could still learn it more. There's kids that you know, you've maybe been trying to get that message in. They could still learn it more. And there's kids that don't know it at all. So if you're comfortable with it, stand up, if you don't mind. And we'll ask the worship team to come on up. That would be super awesome if they're around. Some of you stand up just so these people at the front don't feel awkward for standing up, just for that reason. But we'll ask the worship band to play, and we'll just say, hey, maybe there's some times, some kids in your life where they could actually know this. And again, if you're comfortable with it, just reach your hands out like this. We just say, Lord, we just thank you for who you are and for your presence, Lord. And we thank you that you've put so much into our lives. And Lord, we ask you, Lord, to show us exactly who and what we should pass this on to. Lord, it begins with us. And so, Lord, we ask that you would show us that there's nothing that can separate us from your love, neither height nor depth, nor angels or demons. Nothing in all creation can separate us from your love. And Lord, we ask too that this would also happen inside of the younger generation around us. That we would be able to pass on this incredible message that nothing can separate us from your love.